should we go?
You're live.
What?
You're live.
Okay. So we are going to continue now with the next pasuk in the drasha, the second pasuk. It goes as follows: Vayareyu osanu amitzrim, vayanunu, vayinilenu avoda kasha. Okay. This, of course, is focusing on the shibud, the difficulty. This is actually, you know, part of the somber element that we are trying to commemorate what happened. And we know there's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about Masa Gnus, Masai Mishvach. What exactly is that Gnus and Shvach, that negative element that we are trying to commemorate while ending on a positive note? But over here, we're focusing on definitely the difficulty that Am Yisrael experienced during that time. It's very interesting. On the first drasha by Yareyu Osanu Amitzrim, so we say Kamasha Nemar Hava Nischak Malo Pen Yarbe Vaya Kisukrena Milchama V'Nosav Gamhu Al Soninu V'Nilcham Banu V'Ala Min Haaretz. Okay, this is the concern of the Mitzrim as Am Yisrael is becoming larger and greater during the Shibud. This is classic, by the way. If you think about it, historically, anti-Semitism. There is a stira in the actual pasuk, which the Mefarshim try to figure out. On the one hand, what are they concerned about? That they're going to get too big, and then they're going to leave. So how do we get them to stay there, but make them weak? There's a lot going on in terms of what exactly is their concern and fear for Am Yisrael, which is, you know, kind of manifests itself in classic anti-Semitism. If you look, it's a famous picture. It's in Yad Vashem of anti-Semitic propaganda, where they have a worm representing the Jewish people, and in one eye is the sickle and what's it called again?
Communism sign.
Yeah, the communism sign, right? The sickle and hammer, and the other side you have the money sign. Okay, what are the Jews communists or the Jews capitalists? Which ones are they? It doesn't matter. We just hate them. So it's over here. It doesn't matter if the concern, if the criticism is logical, or rational. Still, there's a certain amount of disdain that the Mitzrim had for the Jewish people. The Shibu Aleka commenting on that actually says, very interesting, he says, you know, Havan Eschak Molo, we need to do this in a Chachmadik sense. They critique the past anti-Semites of the past generations. They said, you know, Esav was foolish. Why was Esav foolish? Because he waited until Yitzchak was dead in order to kill Yaakov, and then His anger subsided. He should have done it right away. Lavan was foolish because he listened to the Malach Hashem, to the Ribono Shel Olam, who came to him in a dream at night, told him, don't damage the Jewish people. Havin Eschak Molo, how can we go ahead and subvert the freedom of the Jewish people, destroy them from within without them actually feeling it? That's how the Shibu Aleket understands by Yareyu Osanu Amitzrim. Going on to Avianunu Kamoshanemar by Simile Sari Misa Laman Anoso Bisfosan Bayavin Are Miskinos Lafaro as Pisomes Ramses. Okay, how were they afflicted? They were afflicted in a way in which they had to go ahead and build the Pisom and Ramses. Shibboleth like gets at something really fascinating. You know what their affliction was? How he understands it? Yesh Mefarshim Bisivlos Avodazara. What was the affliction that they experienced? That they were forced into worshipping Avodah Zarah. The significance of this statement by the Shibu Aleket, I think, is very powerful. Like I mentioned before, machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, Maskel B'nai, Masai, and Mishvach, right? There's a requirement to start with something bad and then something good when you engage in Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. According to one Manda Amar, what is the Maskel B'Gnos? It is Avedim Hayinu. But according to the other Manda Amar, what is it? What? Aram Yehudavi, that what? The Mitzchila Hayu Avasinu, Raya Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avasinu. That originally our forefathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Like Terach was Ovdei Avodah Zarah. What's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel over there? Clearly, when we think about the evolution, the geula of Am Yisrael, are we solely focusing on the physical redemption, Avedim Hayinu, and then we eventually had physical redemption? Or do we even look at the spiritual transformation that Am Yisrael experienced during that time period? And therefore, what do you focus on? Mitzchila, Hayu Avaseinu, Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Initially, they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, our forefathers. Therefore, that adds a certain amount of significance to this parish of the Shibu Aleket. That part of the affliction wasn't just physical. It was spiritual as well. They forced us into Avodah Zarah, forced us into compromising religious situations. Going forward, by Yidin Aleinu Avada Kasha, Shenemar, by Yiviru Mitzrayim, as B'nei Yisrael, Befarech. The Gra on that pasuk of Befarech says something also very consistent with when you think and study, you know, elements of the Holocaust and past anti-Semitism, Beferach, so one parish is that they, you know, the Schachmala, they did it with, they spoke to them nicely in order to bring them in there. It was a soft type of convincing to give up their freedoms, but the Gra says, no, you know what they did? They gave them work that was not matim for each individual. They gave men work which was traditionally done by women, and women work which was traditionally done by men. The purpose of doing that, if you look, like I said, going back to, there's a picture also in Yad Vashem, also a very powerful picture, a bunch of women who are in the camps, and what they did was, specifically they gave them clothing that didn't fit them bechlal. Bigger women got smaller clothing, smaller women got large clothing. It's a way in order to dehumanize you when you provide somebody with a task or with an outfit, with an outlook on life that doesn't fit them. When you do that, it dehumanizes the nature of that individual, and that's a way to destroy and break the spirit and keep them in that state of not having a certain identity. That's exactly what the Mitzrayim did over here. What did they do? They gave work that was not matim for the men, and work that was not matim for the women, and by doing so, that totally dehumanized them as individuals and kept them within the clutches of the Mitzrayim, needing Moshe Rabbeinu to come along. The last thing that we're going to end with right now is in the next pasuk we'll start, Vanitzak El Hashem, El Hashem, Elokei Avaseinu, we cried out to the Ribbono Shalom, Yishma Hashem Es Koleinu, Hashem heard our voices, Yaris Anyenu, Anyenu Ves Amaleinu Ves Lachzeinu. What happened? We cried out to the Ribbono Shalom, Hashem heard our voices, He saw our afflictions, He saw the pain, the suffering that we're experiencing, and that's exactly what we did. Introducing here the fundamental element of the Geula, Tefillah. Tefillah being a fundamental element to any success going on in life. The pasuk on Vanitzak, the drasha goes as follows: Vanitzak al Hashem al Kei Avaseinu Kamasha Nemar Vayi Vayomim Ahim Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim Vayanchu Bnei Yisrael Min Avodah Vayizaku Batal Shavasam El Elokim Min Ha'avodah. Okay, now what happened? We know that Paro died. Maybe he didn't die. Maybe he did die. Midrashim say that maybe he didn't die. But Lamaisa, the Pashup shot is that Melech Mitzrayim died, Paro died, and they get finally took a moment to breathe, and they start crying out to the Ribbono Shalom because of all the pain and affliction that they're experiencing. The Rav points out something really interesting. It says if you look in terms of what went up to the Ribbono Shalom in our tefillahs, what does it say in the pasuk? Vatal Shavasam Elokim Min Ha'avodah. What did we cry about? The work. Like, that's what bothered us. The work was difficult. Yet, in terms of the pasuk, what does it say? Vanitzak el Hashem Elokei Avaseinu. What did Hashem hear? Vayishma Hashem es Koleinu, hear our voices. Vayar es Anyenu, He saw our afflictions. Vesamaleinu ves Lachatzeinu, He saw the pressure that, and the anxiety that we were feeling. So even though, what did we cry about? Only the Avoda. But what did Hashem see and answer us back? Even the other elements that were afflicting us during the Shibud. The Rav says something quite powerful, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to answer tefillos that we're not even able to daven for. That we just davened about the Avodah. That was the focus of our tefillah. But there were other things that were bothering us as well, and the Ribbono Shalom sees that and tends to our needs. It's a beautiful idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to both in levels and see what we really need, and even if we're not able to properly enunciate that tefillah, He can come and answer that tefillah. It reminds me of another Torah from the Rav, that he's going back to Slichos. If you remember in Slichos, one of the, in the Misha Anas, at the end of Slichos, we say, Misha Ana l'Avram Avinu v'Hara Maria hu ya'aneinu. Whoever answered Avram Avinu v'Hara Maria, you should answer us in Slichos in our times of need. So the Rav has a simple question. I don't understand. We ever see Arminu ever davening that he shouldn't shech the Yitzvak? Doesn't say it anywhere. Adarabba, all the Midrashim, he went besimcha, vayichavash his chamaro, he wakes up early in the morning, the Satan's trying to play with it. No, he does it. Besimcha. Says the Rav, no, even though we don't see, whether in Chazal or in the Pesukim itself, Arminu ever davening, come on, what do we really know? think Avraham Avinu in his heart of hearts wants to shecht his only son who's been waiting so long for? Of course not. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He answers that tefillah that Avraham Avinu never said. He's able to be bochen levavos and see the innermost needs and desires of the Jewish people, of his children, because he loves us, and able to answer the tefillahs even if we're not able to properly say them out loud. And that's part of the beauty and understanding and the bitachon that we should have in the Ribono Sholom, that going forward in our lives, if we're not able to properly enunciate the tefillahs that we need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to go out and answer and see, even though we only daven because of the avodah. Okay, we're having to stop for here right now. Mir Tashem, I know this is the end of the month, so I will continue to send out the rest of the drashos online, and then on the WhatsApp group, and we'll be able to continue learning together in Mitzvah coming forward. And looking forward to next man in Mir Tashem for those who will be continuing with us. Have a chag kosher v'sameach.